Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Of course, I'm here with our NJGHS tech guru and producer of The Deadline, Brian Sant.
Oh, me?
Yes. Hi, Brian. How
I thought
are
I was
you?
Getting replaced.
No. It's a new year, but same you.
Same old me.
So we're going to skip right to our meeting announcements. All meetings are free and open to the public to attend if you're interested. They all start at 7 p.m. and end promptly at 8:30 p.m. The first one up at bat is January 16th. That's the Northwest Division. That takes place out in Hackettstown. Yours truly, myself, I host that. It's in the Community Center in the Blue Room, which is located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown, which is basically exit 26 or 19 off of 80 West. You know, in case you're wondering. The next one after that is January 26th. That's headed up by Laura Lindemann, team leader for the Northeast Division at the Pagoda Recreation Center, which is located at 162 West Main Street in Pagoda. And after that, we have the February 7th meeting for the Central Jersey Division, headed up by team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish, in the Hazlitt Library, located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. You know what I forgot to announce?
What's that?
I am actually booked for presentations in January.
Presentations?
Shuns. Plural. Yes, January 18th, I believe it's 7 p.m., I will be out at the Clinton Library, which is part of the Hunterdon County Library Network, and they are hosting me.
Wow.
Because they were so happy with the presentation I did in October at their Flemington branch that they said, would you come back and do it again? But, you know, it's still Hunterdon County, but would you do it at our Clinton Library? Because they had to turn people away at the one in Flemington, so they said they have a bigger room or something in Clinton. So January 18th, I'll be at the Clinton Library. And then January 27th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I will be at the Elizabeth Library in beautiful Elmora, New Jersey, which the library supposedly is located right next to the county, you know, the county courthouse, right there in Elizabeth, and they said they have a private parking, so it's very safe. It'll be at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
You have a gun, right?
No. But, you know, she said they've redone their library. They have a state-of-the-art. She said, all I have to do is bring the presentation, walk in with my jump drive, and that's it. Plug it in, and they'll have the projection, the screen, the LCD, the sound, everything good to go. I just got to bring in the jump drive. So that's what they did in Flemington. I showed up. I wheeled in all my stuff. Excuse me. And it turned out they had the speakers. They had everything set up. All I had to do was put my jump drive in their computer, and we were good to go, which was good because I was already 40 minutes late for my presentation because of the weather. That was the night it was teeming rain and miserable out, and I was, like, fighting, like, bumper-to-bumper traffic in this pouring rain. And God bless these people. They hung out. They were determined to hear this presentation. I was 40 minutes late, and they were still there. And so
I would have left.
I know. But anyway, so January 18th, 7 o'clock in Clinton, and January 27th at 2 o'clock in Elizabeth in those libraries. So I guess if I get a chance, I will post that info on our website. So if you...
That would be helpful.
Yeah, that would be helpful, right?
Or else they're going to email you.
You know, that way you'll see it. And if you're in the area, and either of those areas, those times, and you want to hear the presentation, it starts off with the Good Moody Blues song of The Other Side of Life, and you see all the different ghost pictures. And then I go into the presentation, which covers what we are as ghost hunters and what Hollywood portrays us that we're not and how we do an investigation. You basically get like ghost hunting 101 from the presentation. So anyway, it's been well received, so that's good. And let's see, we're going to move along to shout out. So each week, we will give a shout-out to a paranormal investigating group or ghost hunting club. We want to recognize those exceptional organizations out there in the field who are doing the research and sharing their findings via their websites. If you would like your group shouted at, send an email with the link to your site to thedeadline@njghs.net. We'll check out your site, and if you make the grade, we'll email you to let you know which show your shout-out will be aired. Now, this week's shout-out goes to Spirit Trackers of Northern New Jersey, formerly Ghost Trackers of Northern NJ. They're on the web at www.ghost-trackers.net. This site and team is headed up by Laura Lindemann, the NJGHS team leader for the Northeast Division. Laura has had plenty of paranormal and ghostly encounters beginning at age 9. You can read all about it on this site. Keep up the great research work, and congrats again to Spirit Trackers of Northern New Jersey.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting.
Hi, I'm Scott L. of Ghostly Talk Paranormal Talk Radio, and you're listening to Deadline Podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hey, welcome back to the Deadline. It's time for Parashare, except we don't have any paras to shares.
Shocker there.
So really, if you do have a paranormal experience, ghostly encounter, or a great investigation that you conducted and you want to share it with us, please send it to thedeadline@njghs.net. We'll be glad to put it on the show and share it with everybody else, as well as send you an NJGHS official bumper sticker. So this week, we're going to just cut right to the chase and do News of the Weird. We all love the News of the Weird, don't we?
Oh,
Brian and I have a real laugh when we do these. Okay, here we go. The Oklahoma City Company Skulls, I'm sorry, there's an Oklahoma City company called Skulls Unlimited International. It claims, okay, it's the world's leading supplier of bones, cleaning and polishing human and animal heads by picking off the tissue by hand and then using dermistid beetles to eat what's left. Said owner Jay Villamaret, on the greasiness of the human head, I am not exaggerating. It is nasty. So apparently, no matter how much Prowl you use, your head's pretty greasy when it comes time to clean it off. But, said an employee, you get used to the work. I've been waist deep in a dead hippopotamus, and I'd rather do that than change diapers. What the hell kind of diapers have you been changing?
Well, I actually saw, I don't know if it's the same company, but there's that show, Dirty Jobs.
Yeah.
They actually were at a place like this.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I mean, and it was just, I mean, this one was, they were doing animal stuff.
Oh,
and, yeah. I mean, and they actually do. They put this thing with beetles, and they say for, I think, like 72 hours, they just let the beetles go at it, and they take everything off.
Wow. And then you just take the bone out from all the beetles? How do you get them off?
Well, they just pick it up and just shake them off out of the thing. But then they dip it in something to whiten it, some type of bleach chemical or something like that.
Wow. Yeah, there's a job for you. That's like, gee, I'm so glad I wasted a $40,000 college education. Yeah. Let's do this again.
Well, at least you don't have to worry about supply.
Hey, Rico, I need another one. Hook me up here. All right, so Ricardo Mina, 81, was charged with attempted murder in November in Sun City, Florida, when his 82-year-old wife, who has Alzheimer's, was found inside a van in a store's parking lot, struggling with a plastic bag over her head. I keep hearing I've fallen and I can't get up. It's like, I've got this bag and I can't breathe, you know. Police were called, but Mina seemed unconcerned and even nonchalantly resumed shopping, saying that he often puts the bags on when his wife felt sick so that she would not vomit on herself.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy. Okay, way to go, Ricardo. That's problem solving at its best. Okay. In a deposition, Ennis, Texas physician Aniruddha Shitale admitted that semen that patient Sherry Simpson found on her face after a 2004 colonoscopy was his, and thus later pleaded guilty to sexual assault. However, in his deposition, according to a report by Dallas's WFAA-TV, Shitale insisted that the act that produced the semen was unintentional. Simpson is now suing Ennis Regional Medical Center for having tolerated Shitale's behavior. I really didn't mean to get that on your face. Now, He's doing a colonoscopy. Ew. Okay? How in the world does that inspire one to ejaculate onto the patient's face?
Well, for a colonoscopy, are you on your stomach or are you on your back?
I have not had one personally, so I cannot say. I would imagine you'd be laying face down, butt up.
So wouldn't that be kind of hard to...
But I don't know. Maybe they have those kind of special, you know, like those tables, those colon cleaning tables that they have?
No.
Oh, well, I have a friend of mine, Ursula, who's a nurse, and she does this, it's like the Roto-Rooter of the colon. And it's a, I forget the technical name for it. But you basically kind of, you're on your back on this table and got your legs open in a nice big V, and the hose goes up and it just really Roto-Rooters the whole, yeah, you know.
Well, I guess Taps goes off the air. That's another possibility for him.
There you go, Jason and Grant. You were applying all your Roto-Rooter stuff to ghost hunting. Now you can apply it to the medical sector. Anyway, so yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting that this guy unintentionally produced semen that ended up on his patient's face while doing a colonoscopy. Yeah. All right, here's some bright ideas for you. The City Council of Greenleaf, Idaho, passed an ordinance in November to require nearly all residents to keep a gun at home in case a town becomes overrun by people relocating after Gulf Coast storms. How about that? Imagine them telling you, you must keep a gun in your house because there's going to be them relocators. We don't want them relocators coming in here. Also, in November, a report from the Missouri House's Special Committee on Immigration Reform blamed much of their state's acquiescence to illegal immigration on the fact that since Roe v. Wade in 1973, 80,000 potential Missourians have been aborted, thus helping to create job vacancies for aliens. You know, these people really need to get more sleep. That's just... Okay, back to news. Small world indeed. I love this. The irony and the small world effect of this is just amazing. At the county jail in Dubuque, Iowa, in November, Michael Kelly Jr., 29, and accused of attempted murder, was swapping stories with inmate Jamie Brimeyer, 34, when he asked about Brimeyer's facial scar. As Brimeyer described being stabbed in the cheek by an unknown assailant in 2005, Kelly realized that he was the one who had stabbed him and recalled the incident so well that he corrected some of Brimeyer's recollections. Brimeyer later reported Kelly, who is now also charged with assault with a dangerous weapon.
We say moron.
Oh no, hey, that was you? How'd you get that scar? Well, this guy stabbed me. Hey, I know, yeah, it was me. Yeah. And then we have a 48-year-old woman died from a timber rattlesnake bite during services at the East London Holiness Church in London, Kentucky, in November. That was back in November. The church features a monthly snake handling service during which people can prove they are true believers by not getting bitten. Well, there you have it, sister. She wasn't believing too much there.
Why is it always in states like Kentucky and Iowa these things happen? You never see it, like, in
no
New York
cable?
City.
Maybe if you had cable or internet, you'd have something to do besides freaking around fondling snakes. I have no idea. And then in Shamokin, Pennsylvania in October, Terry Jackson, 36, distraught for an undisclosed reason, kept police at bay in a suicidal standoff in which she wielded 5 poisonous stakes. Then the stakes, listen to me, snakes. Snakes. She had 5 poisonous snakes that she was wielding around from an aquarium in her home. They bit her hand and face numerous times, leaving her bloody until police subdued her with a taser gun. No, never mind 5 poisonous snakes biting you. It takes a taser gun to bring this woman down. Okay. She was hospitalized in critical condition, but survived and will face charges for threatening police. Well, there you have it. There's some news of the weird for you. You know, people, it's hurting. You have so got to send me some parashares.
Please.
Please. I mean, there's only so much mileage I can get out of this crap in the news, so. All right, that said, send them to thedeadline@njghs.net. Thank you.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Troy Taylor, founder of the American Ghost Society, and you're listening to the Deadline Podcast in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Okay, welcome back. It's time for Haunted Trivia. We have a special guest in the studio with us today, my son Brian Muller, who is going to read last week's answer.
Okay, last week you were asked, why is the tri-field EMF meter called such? The answer is a triple axis meter with three coils, allowing the investigator to detect EMF along the Y, X, and Z axis via the three metal plates. Thanks, Vince Wilson, author of Ghost Tech.
Thank you. Okay, so there you go. That was the answer we were looking for. This week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of challenging.
Wow, one word again.
Yeah, simplify.
Finally, my advice is being taken.
Yeah, it's a new year. I figured, yes, let's incorporate Brian's advice.
Yeah, it's only taken a year and a half.
thick. Okay. In Harrisburg, Illinois, there is a mansion where unspeakable cruelty took place shortly after the Crenshaw family moved into their home in 1838. Mr. Crenshaw bred slaves for sale and had his attic designed with thickened walls for sound insulation, 12 tiny rooms, and 2 whipping posts. In the 1920s, an attempted exorcism led to the death of Hickman Whittington. In 1966, 2 Marines attempted to brave it through the night in the haunted attic, only to be driven out within hours of being there by ghostly voices and shadowy figures dancing all around them. 150 people tried to spend the night in this attic and failed until in 1978, David Rogers, a reporter for WSIL-TV, managed to make it through the night by himself. What is the name of this haunted mansion in Harrisburg, Illinois? Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you'll win the Junior Ghost Hunters t-shirt. It's a kid's shirt. It's black, 100% cotton, with the gold lettering and Inspector Ghost O. Great little prize, but again, you must send the name of the haunted mansion to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net. Did you know about this one, Brian?
Yes, I did, actually.
I thought I had really pulled a rabbit out of my... But I guess not.
Yeah, there's some television program or something I saw that mentioned...
oh, really? And it almost sounds like the torture crap that went on in the LaLaurie house in New Orleans.
But see, now that's the kind of place I'd love to go and spend the night at.
Now, haunting-wise, I wouldn't want to have been there when all that stuff was going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So, there you have it. See if you can figure this out, people. Sounds like a good one. Anyway, reminders. Just reminding you, ghostworldconference.com. Check out the website. Check out who's presenting and speaking in the workshops. Make sure you register online and get your space. If you want the buddy rate, which is $85 to register, and you are a New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society member, please email me at laurah@njghs.net requesting said rate. I will double-check your membership, and if you qualify, I will send you a special link so you can register for $85 up until April 30th, 2007. Okay, so stay tuned to our website at www.njghs.net, and you can also...
Sign up now for NJGHS Yahoo Groups to get the latest info.
Thank you, Trent. And thank you once again to Brian and Trent, my kids, who are patiently here in the studio while we got through these shows this week. And thanks to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
And our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish and Laura Lindemann. Shout out of hello and thanks to Don Slepian of DonSlepian.com for our theme song, now aptly named The Dance of the Dead. And of course, thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life you have to meet the deadline.